All right, let's talk about growing your gym or bootcamp in 2024. What are the major problems we need to tackle, and what do we need to do differently to keep growing and stand out next year? So there's a few things we've got to deal with. Number one is there is a big economic downturn predicted for next year, and that is going to affect everyone to some degree. The next thing we've got to look at is the fact that there is much more competition than ever. In all markets now, the market is becoming saturated as our market of local fitness and personal training is getting more sophisticated. So what's happening is consumers are more sophisticated now because they've been more exposed to the strategies and tactics that once worked extremely well. When those things get done more and more, it loses its effectiveness. You could say that the market gets a bit desensitized. They know they have different options. So for example, 12 years ago, when I first started doing 6-week challenges, I was the only person in my entire city offering a 6-week challenge. So I would get floods of customers because it was a brand new offer. Okay, then other gyms would copy a 6-week challenge as well. So now we were on a level playing field. So I went to the next level and I started using a different lead gen strategy, like Facebook ads. And I was the first one doing Facebook ads in my area. So then again, I would get all the leads coming to me. Then other gyms start copying the Facebook ads, right? So you see how this just goes on and on and on. This is totally natural. And it just gets to a point where eventually you have to pivot again to become the industry leader as a market gets more sophisticated. And what's happening right now is that we are headed into stage 5 of market sophistication. So what happens is there are 5 levels, there are 5 stages of sophistication a market goes through, whether this is a toothpaste market, a vodka market, personal training, hair salons, whatever it might be. Stage 4 is where we are currently at, where we all have similar offers, we all have similar prices, we all run the same kind of Facebook ads, we all give similar kind of results. There's really not much differentiation because we've all, or at least a good portion of gyms in your area, have all evolved to a certain level. So the only way to go into stage 5 and become the market leader again is something that I'm going to talk about in just a bit. Okay, so we're going to talk about how to get through stage 5 market sophistication. That's a challenge you need to take seriously in 2024. And the other big problem, which almost is another symptom of that market sophistication growing, is that we all have higher ad costs. Okay, Facebook ads are still the best way to grow your gym. You have to run Facebook ads if you want to seriously grow your business, but we're having higher and higher lead costs, and whereas single-digit lead costs would have been the norm before, we're now heading into territory in a lot of areas where double-digit lead costs may become the norm. So you have to adapt for that. How are you going to spend at least 10 to 20 pounds or more for a lead and still win? So a lot to talk about today, and I'm probably going to have to break this down into several smaller podcasts going deep on these strategies, but that's the overall picture. That's the challenges you have to face. Again, big economic downturn for everybody, people getting tighter with their wallets. On top of that, in 2024, we've hit stage 5 market sophistication. A lot of other people are doing the same thing you do at the same price and getting the same results and running the same advertising. So you're not unique in any way. And thirdly, then you've got rising ad costs, which is important because that's our main way of advertising. So despite all that, next year can be awesome and highly profitable for you. You can have record growth and record profits next year. I know because we've been moving for the last 5 years through all these economic the tumultuousness of the economy. Even through the pandemic, we scaled from 2 locations to 28 locations. And we're still opening 2 to 3 locations every quarter using these strategies. So these are the strategies we're going to focus on next year to really keep on top and kind of stay number one. So Number one, the first thing is managing your finances. You need to know finances when you're going to grow to a certain level. So what happens is when you want to grow to six figures, all you need to do is what I say, getting to six figures is doing the right things. Getting to seven figures is about doing the things right. And what I mean by that is getting to six figures means basically you just start doing the right things. You start plugging in the big rocks, the big things that will move things forward. You start running ads. You start making a front-end offer. You start charging a bit more money. Okay? You don't necessarily do those things amazingly well, but you just do them so you get better results. The same way, like in fitness, a beginner gets decent results just by starting to lift weights, just by walking 30 minutes a day, just by making better food choices. Maybe they don't track their macros, they don't do super advanced lifting, but they just start doing the right things. And that takes you from beginner to intermediate. So in business, intermediate is like six-figure level. But going to seven figures, what we learned is that you now have to really ultra-optimize all those big rocks, and you have to do them right. Because remember, everyone at six figures is doing those things. Everyone's running ads. Everyone's doing a six-week program. Everyone's doing group training, right? Everyone's doing the same things. We have to now get better and become world-class, I would say, in all those things. And myself and James, last year, we hired someone who is an eight-figure business owner to look at our finances. We looked at all the areas. Okay, so we've got the best experts in the world when it comes to Facebook ads. We've hired the best experts in the world when it comes to, you know, business and marketing. What we hadn't looked at was finances. And we thought that's something that we're doing good, but it's not 1% world-class level. And that's going to be our downfall, because you're only as strong as your weakest link. So we hired a guy who's done eight-figure in business exits, who is a specialist in finances, and he ripped us to shreds. So we paid £20,000 for this guy. £20,000 for a mentor just to look at our finances, how we were tracking them, what numbers we were looking at, and how to go to the next level. And what he said to us was, if you guys want to be a high seven, maybe eight-figure company, you have to be Olympic level with all these things. And he said, especially with finances, you don't have Olympic level finances. And he went through a bunch of stuff with us over the year, how we could track our numbers better, how we could do all sorts of different things. And that helped us with our finances. And so having a financial strategy is super important. When you're making six figures and you're making all the money, number one, are you making profits? And then how are you reinvesting that money? Are you deferring the right amount of money? Do you have an efficient tax strategy? Do you know how much profit you should be reinvesting in? Do you need to raise finance and bring investment into your company to sell partial equity or get a loan? How do you use debt, right? What's the best way to manage any debt and make repayments? These are the things that are going to send you to the next level. So that's number one, managing finances at an Olympic level. The second part of the strategy then, you need a system to engage your leads via chat. So one thing I've said many years ago, I predicted this, I think back in 2015, when I said the future of selling coaching is going to be managing one-to-one conversations at scale. Now, what that means is more and more consumers today expect to chat with your company before speaking to somebody on the phone or in person. So customers are now used to sending a text, sending a business WhatsApp, sending a DM to a company, messaging a Facebook page, sending an email. And you need staff and yourself to be well-versed in how to manage those conversations. And if you also compare that with the fact that so many millennials today are really quite averse to phone calls. Like the young generation today, they don't really do well with phone calls. They don't really call anybody. So different to probably you and I watching this, like we just pick up the phone and talk to someone. But young people just want to do it all on their phones today. They don't really have that same social or emotional intelligence, right? So that a lot of your consumers today who are used to just being on their phones, messaging and thumb texting, will want to speak with you before they actually talk to anyone. So what you'll find is every year that goes on, if we just keep pummeling our leads by saying, hey, give me your phone number, let me call you, book an appointment, the vast majority are not going to respond to that. They need to chat with someone and build trust and rapport first. So you need, whether you like it or not, you need a strategy and need to train all your staff in how to manage DMs or email responses. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is your staff are going to default to sending out info dumps, meaning, you know how it is, a lead messages you on Instagram or sends you an email saying, how much is it? Can I have prices? Can I have some info? And you or your team will just info dump a big paragraph of all the info and all the different options and all the pricing, and that lead will never speak to you ever again. You know what I'm talking about. So you need to learn how to engage people in the DMs, lead the conversation, establish authority, ask qualifying questions, and bring the conversation forward to a phone call or book an appointment. You need to do that because that's going to be the majority of your leads. Number three, third part of the strategy, Instagram. You need to take Instagram a lot more seriously. Inside my mastermind, I've been teaching my Instagram strategy that I've been testing for the last year or more for gyms, and it is crushing. We are getting like 5 to 10 paying clients a month purely from 30 minutes a day of Instagram marketing. Doesn't require any ads, doesn't require any reels, doesn't require any TikToks. It's an ultra simple strategy that none of your competitors are using. So Instagram, again, is just really overlooked. But again, like most things, it's going to eventually, mark my words, in 1 or 2 years from now, a lot more people will be talking about this strategy. And at that point, it'll be too late for you. So if you want to learn the Instagram strategy inside my mastermind and you want to get 5 or 10 more clients just from Instagram, reach out to me. We can talk about my mastermind, see if it's the right investment for you, and we can go into that. But organic marketing needs to supplement your paid advertising. And so Instagram is the best organic marketing method out there. It reminds me of Facebook 12 years ago. Being on Instagram right now and what we're doing. So that's really awesome. Next, talking of which, the next part of my strategy is to stop relying only on Facebook ads and start using what I call a lead stacking approach. So you want to have two to four main streams of lead generation. Facebook ads are great. Facebook ads are your main pillar. Facebook ads are number one. You need a main lead source. That is Facebook. And that's what we've done. 90% of our growth has been on Facebook ads for the last 5 to 10 years. But now we need to start diversifying. Number one, because lead costs on Facebook are going up, and they're not going to come back down again. But second of all, especially in our case personally, because we have got to a point with our Facebook ads where we're getting extremely good results consistently, we could spend more time like making our ads 1% better, but we're actually better off to focus that time on developing backup strategies to get leads. So I would say, like, number one, if your Facebook ads are not crushing it consistently yet, meaning you get a minimum 5 to 10x return on ad spend consistently, then you need to focus on that and get that right. But when you do have that locked in, then you don't want to get complacent. You then want to start developing additional streams. Now, you don't have to. I'm saying this is what the people who really want to dominate do. If you want to be 10 times bigger than your competitors, if you want there to be a big gap between number one and number two in your area, and you want to be number one by far in the lead, you need to do all the things your competitors are not willing to do. Most of your competitors are not even listening to this podcast. So you're already ahead in that regard, but it's not enough. You need to take big action, and you need to take several big actions on things that they're not going to do. So we are building about 2 to 4 main streams of leads. Facebook ads are number one. Instagram organic is number two. 3 and 4, I might talk about in a different podcast, but the principle here I want to teach you is that you need to diversify. if you want to be absolutely number one and dominate. Because remember, in any field, there's a phenomenon where the number one winners don't just skim past the number twos. They dominate. They're 10 steps ahead of number two. If you look in terms of like world records or things like that, whoever's number one in a market is number one by far. And so you want to be there by far. If you're not so far ahead of your nearest competitor, they could overtake you within 1 year. And the last thing I'll talk about today as part of our strategy, the last overarching pillar to our strategy, is local branding and differentiation. So going back to the stages of market sophistication, when you reach a stage five market sophistication, meaning customers are very aware, customers know what your ads look like, customers know that there are many people offering what you offer, they know they can shop around. Basically, those customers get leverage because they know that you're not the only one doing what you do. They know that Billy Bootcamp down the road will also give them a 6-week program for 200 quid. They also know they can negotiate and see who gets the best money back guarantee. They know this because you're very similar to everybody else. The way you differentiate then, okay, there are three ways you can differentiate. There's three ways that basically gym owners try and do. Two of these ways do not work. And the two, and these are the ways that most gym owners think will work and are told to do, but they do not work long term. They might work short term, but they beat you long term. So what are these three ways, and ultimately what's the only way? Well, the first thing gym owners try and do in a stiff competition market where everyone's doing the same thing, the first thing most gym owners do, which is the worst thing, is they reduce their prices. They think, well, everyone around here is charging 200 euros, 200 pounds, $200 for a program. I'm going to be 149 and I'll get more people. That is a bad strategy because many reasons, but I don't have time to go into that today. But pricing lower is just sacrificing yourself money, and it's not going to help you long term because the customers who pay the least will complain the most and cost you the most. Also, you will dramatically destroy your retention rate because customers, I always say this, what makes it easy for customers to join makes it easy for them to leave. Meaning, if low price was what attracted them in the first place, you might get a bunch of customers at a low price, but that low price also is what makes them leave, and you'll have high churn rates because the lowest paying customers are the least loyal. So when another competitor copies you now because he's struggling and he drops down to 129, then all your price loyal customers will go to him. And pricing is a race to the bottom. So that's number one. Pricing is the first thing gym owners do in a saturated market, and it doesn't work. The second thing most gym owners try and do, which also doesn't work, it's not as bad as low price, but they try and differentiate through their service and results, meaning they think, well, if I just buy better equipment, if I add something else to my workouts, if I make my kettlebells a nicer color, if I get more certified. Now, nothing wrong with doing those things, but it's not going to help you from a marketing standpoint. It might help you get better results for the clients you already have, but it won't help you get any new clients. So nothing wrong with doing that, but it's not a solution to this problem. Unless your program was lacking to begin with, right? So, but it probably isn't. You're probably giving great results. You're probably getting consistent testimonials. You probably have good satisfaction scores from your clients. So, you know, you can always improve by all means, but if you're already getting like 90% success rate at the minute, if your clients are getting 90% results and they're 90% satisfied, then trying to go up from 90% to 95% is extremely hard and expensive. And it's not going to solve the lead problem because those leads aren't going to see that difference until they actually pay you. So adding credentials, adding equipment, making your program better is noble. And I'm not saying don't do it, but it's not going to solve a saturation problem. That's the two things most gym owners do. They try and add more value by increasing their program, or they reduce prices. Both those things won't help you here. The third thing, the real thing you need to do, and this is what we do, we've been focusing on all year, and what I teach gym owners in my mastermind, is branding. The fifth level of market sophistication is brand, meaning when all else is equal, if we all have the same results, we all give the same service, we all do the same squats and push-ups, we all have the same equipment, we all have nice facilities, we all do the same marketing, we all have the same sales scripts. All else being equal, the only way consumers know who to trust and choose over all the competition is branding, positioning, preeminence, authority, whatever you want to call it. You need to be seen before the customer even reaches out to you as the go-to authority of weight loss, transformation, body confidence, whatever it is, in your market. They need to see you like the Rolls Royce, like the Ferrari, even like the Colgate toothpaste, right? We all know that all toothpaste is the same. And if there are three different brands of toothpaste, one local brand, one you never heard of, and then there's Colgate, and the Colgate toothpaste is £1 more expensive, everyone buys Colgate because you feel safer. You think, well, that brand is reassuringly expensive. It's Colgate. Everyone trusts them. So people, when they are overwhelmed with options, which is what market saturation is, people will feel better paying more money to the brand that stands out and charges the most. So rather than put your pricing down, you have to increase your positioning and your branding and actually charge more for the same thing. So that's what we've done across the Transform Hub. In our gyms right now, for large group training, our 6-week program is £599. We charge more than double all our local competitors for a large group 6-week program. Our back-end membership goes from 150 a month to 175 a month. We're charging more than many semi-private trainers charge. And again, our push-ups and squats aren't that much different to yours. The difference is our positioning and our branding, which is a lot more than just advertising, not just our Facebook ads, but our entire brand has been built and developed to strategically put us as being seen as superior. So that is what we call, Jay Abraham calls, the strategy of preeminence. It's what I call expert authority positioning, but it's what's commonly known as branding. And this is why you hear people talk a lot about branding today, because branding is important when there's a lot of competition and saturation. So you have to create your local brand if you want to make it past stage 5 market sophistication. So again, with everyone doing transformation challenges and everyone doing the same kind of ads, this is how you need to differentiate with a local brand, be unique and stand out and actually charge more money, like we're doing, than any competitors. So mark my words, guys, you will see more and more gyms crumble into liquidation and bankruptcy in the next year, because they simply haven't prepared for an economic downturn. They don't understand market sophistication. They don't understand growth trends like I've outlined in this podcast for you. And a lot of gym owners have been building a business in the last 10 years, which was the easiest time in history. I call it the fake economy. Pretty much from 2010 to 2020 was a super easy economy because we had all the advantages given to us. You know, 6-week challenges were brand new. Facebook ads were brand new and cheap. We went from having to pay $5,000 for a website to having lead pages and click funnels and high level, which now allow us to build websites for $99. We had all these advantages given to us, social media, mobile marketing, all these things exploded from 2010, and we were in an easy economy, and it was so easy to make six figures as a fitness professional. Now the market's finally caught up, and if you didn't catch that opportunity, like if you didn't get Bitcoin in 2008, eventually it gets harder and harder and the gains are smaller. And going into the next 5 years, I think it's going to be a very different game altogether. And if you didn't have your shit together by now, you have a very, very narrow window to do it. Okay, because now the companies like ours that have dominated these things, that did learn the Facebook ads, that did learn the sales strategy, that are now learning branding, we know how to do Instagram, we know how to give amazing results, we know how to scale gyms, we know how to hire people. We mastered these things over the last 5-10 years, which now gives us all the positioning to be able to grow in the next 10 years. But if you haven't learned all that those basic stuff yet, then you need to do it quickly, because after stage five sophistication, usually what happens in the marketplace is monopolization. Meaning, once there are a few there's a number one leader in a category, and they're so far ahead of number two, like I mentioned, like their advantage is so much in further on. What happens is the number one leaders generally turn around and monopolize the rest of the market. They usually just buy out the number two or the number three or number four in that category. They buy them out, or that they just can't, the others just can't compete. And this is what we've been doing. We've bought up a lot of gyms. We've taken over some gyms. We've flipped other gyms around who just couldn't compete anymore. And that's what happens. Monopolization. Look at anything. Look at tech. Okay, Instagram couldn't compete with Facebook. Facebook turn around and buy Instagram. Google bought YouTube. You know, back if you're a wrestling fan, you know, like I was back in the day, WWF bought WCW back in the day. They were so far ahead of the number two competitor, they just turned around and bought them. They monopolize the market. So if you don't want to get monopolized, if you want to be the person doing them, if you want to do the monopoly rather than be monopolized, you need to get going. You need to light a fire up your ass. You need to learn this stuff. So if you need a help with this, need a hand, I suggest you look at joining my mentorship. It's a very low investment compared to how much you're going to make back. I guarantee you'd make at least 5 to 10x your investment in the first few months alone. And I'm going to show you the fastest way and help you become a high 6 to 7 figure gym or fitness business. If you want to chat to me about that, just follow the link below. Hope this helps you, and let me know your feedback. If you have any other questions, I'll talk to you soon.